Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Authenticity in a World of Fads. Let's dive in. Here's a sobering reality. 73% of brands jumping on viral trends see zero ROI because they're chasing popularity instead of relevance. They're treating culture like a buffet, grabbing whatever looks appetizing without considering if it actually nourishes their brand. Today, you'll learn the difference between cultural moments worth investing in and fleeting fads that waste your budget. Because authentic cultural connection drives 4x higher engagement than trendjacking ever will. Think of culture as a conversation happening at a dinner party. You have two choices: interrupt with something completely unrelated just to get attention, or contribute meaningfully to what matters to the people at your table. The brands that win use what I call the cultural filter framework, a simple 3-question test. Does this align with our values? Does our audience actually care? Can we add genuine value to the conversation? Brands that pass all 3 questions before engaging see 67% higher positive sentiment. Most trends fail question 3. When you can't add value, you become noise, not signal. Here's what most marketers miss. Authentic cultural participation increases purchase intent by 34% compared to forced trend adoption. I've developed a simple formula. Cultural relevance score equals audience overlap times brand alignment times value addition divided by saturation level. If your score is below 7 out of 10, skip the trend and focus on your own cultural territory. Let me give you a tactical framework I call the 48-hour rule. Before jumping on any trending topic, wait 48 hours. Monitor brand mentions, assess the competitive landscape, and identify your unique angle. Create a trend evaluation checklist for your team with clear go-no-go criteria. This prevents reactive marketing and ensures intentional engagement. Consider Patagonia's anti-Black Friday campaign. While every brand chased Black Friday trends, Patagonia launched Don't Buy This Jacket. It aligned perfectly with their sustainability values and their audience's beliefs about conscious consumption. The results? 30% increase in sales, 70% boost in brand loyalty, and 10 years of ongoing cultural relevance. They didn't chase a trend. They created their own cultural moment by staying authentic to who they are. Here's your assignment. Audit your last 5 social posts. How many were reactive versus authentic to your brand? Create your brand's cultural manifesto, 3 core values that guide every trend decision. Use this as your filter before engaging with any cultural moment. Culture moves fast, but authentic brands create lasting impact by staying true while staying relevant. When you stop chasing trends and start leading cultural conversations that matter to your audience, you transform from a follower into a cultural force. Remember, move at the speed of culture, not the speed of chaos. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.